So, the story is like this. Okay, let's just go back and try to do some housekeeping, okay? You have this phone there, right? If you want, okay. Okay. Stories like this. We were thinking. We wanted to understand how all this works. The all the carbonis, how the Ram decides about whether it's different mitzvahs, and just, you know, he has different mitzvahs. He says if it's noig b'chol carbonis, then it's that's a separate mitzvah. If it's a teres of a peculiar carbonis, then it's one mitzvah. Okay. Now, the question is, that has to be noge, is the Ram serious about this idea that something has to be kudu or kabonis? In the cases where the mitzvah b'chal was not mentioned by Torah's kabonis b'chal. So, if you read the Lashon of the Rambam, in a very simplistic way, it seems to be that he's serious about it. The issue only is that it doesn't make much logical sense. Because Mechetei say that a separate mitzvah, which we don't know is Beteris anything, it's like in the middle of nowhere, why should it be in a Teris of one Korban per se, but it should be a separate mitzvah. So a priori, you should include, you should assume that the Baumum and Tomim, the mitzvah of Tomim, okay, is a separate parasha. Okay. Achilles Kochim is found by Meguyim. Okay. And, right, Achilles Kochim is found by Meguyim. So you have, and Lachayim Mechusis Man is also in the middle of nowhere. Okay. However, okay, you could claim that Tomim you have a problem with, because the Ram, even though we don't admit it, he says on each of the Kabbalahs we mentioned last week, he says Tom Yakrivenu. Even though the mitzvah of Tomim in general Balmum is a separate parasha, you could have assumed that Tomim was set separately by each of all the Kabbalahs. So we say that. That you could have imagined, okay? So, however, since on one hand it's found separately, okay, and on the other hand it's found as one of the kabbonis, so, you know, you're not sure how seriously they take the whole issue. Melech is taka problem, because the whole mitzvah of kol kavon chav takav melech was only said in the Teres HaMincha. So Biskirov on one hand, okay, Biskirov on one hand says that there's a peculiar din by Mincha, and there's also, at the same time, there's a din by kol kabbonis. So since it's mentioned teres hamincha, therefore you need the rule. Okay? But the question is, the question only is, what are you assuming about Kobonis? Because as Al Kobon Chatak of Melech, if you're assuming that it's all the Kobonis, including Mincha, so then it comes out there's a separate din by Mincha also, and there's a din by Kol Kobonis. But let's assume if the However, you have a problem because it's very clear that all korbanos don't apply to, you don't need menachos, because you have a separate mitzvah chila, which only applies to b'sar kochim, it doesn't apply to menachos. So a priori, you say the kol korbanos is only korban behema or maybe oaf, but not menachos. Okay? Correct? So then it becomes very strange, because al kol korban katak of melech, does it apply to menachos? Or it's just al kol menchos katak of melech? The whole issue becomes strange. The question is, what are we talking? What's the rule? The rule is that it applies to all korbanos. But when do you have this rule? Because most of them are not in the teres of any of the korbanos. Okay? The only case that it really is the teres korban is you can talk about tamim, but on the other hand, tamim is also mentioned as a separate parasha, so that's not so bad. Mechusa Zman is only mentioned in a separate parasha. Okay. So the only place you really have the issue is only Melech, if this whole cheshbon is correct. And Melech, right? Melech only applies to what? Melech is al kol korban metak of Melech, v'in al menchoscha. Okay. So maybe two separate things. And the Torah happened to mention it in Teres HaMincha, but it doesn't apply to Teres HaMincha, because what it applies to, what does it mean it applies to all korbanos? It applies to Mincha also. You see, we assume that all korbanos also assumes Mincha. But the Chayyim can't do that, because we have a separate Mincha mitzvah. We have a separate mitzvah of what? Of Achilles Kochim by Bosso, and a separate mitzvah of Achilles Menachos. Okay. So if you would have assumed that that's a separate Xeris HaKosov by the Sifro in mitzvah Peches, that is a separate mitzvah, so okay. So it's Xeris HaKosov, an exception to the rule in Shalom Yisrael. But that's, if you look over there in mitzvah Peches, we pointed out last week, that doesn't seem to be the issue. But it seems to be an issue that you would have thought it's a heter. And if you want to know what the heter is, what you need the heter for, the Yerushalmi discusses what the relationship between Mincha and Yevamah is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Yevamahs, at the beginning of the Yerushalmi in Yevamahs over there. Two different pshatim. Rabbi Yisrael Apun. Okay, you look at it, you'll see. Okay. I was only wondering, okay, that maybe you could flip the whole thing around. There's something very strange going on here. And maybe the Rambam was never serious about Kochim, Achilas Kochim, being part of this whole rule. It was only talking about the other three. Because if you look in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's very odd. Because what's Samuch? What's Mitzvah say Samuch? Samuch Aleph and Samuch Beis. What are they? I think what is Tomim? What? Melech and Mechus Hazman? What Samuch?
Mechus Hazman. Mechus Hazman Samuch Aleph is Tomim, Shalim Bimino. Samuch Beis is Melech.
Samuch Beis is Melech. Okay. And where is Koch, Achilles, Kochim, and Menachos, Peches, and Peites. So the Rambam clearly is trying to separate this. And you have to understand that after he does Samuch, Samuch Aleph, and Samuch Beis, he has Samuch Gimel, which is Teres Oilo, Samuch Dalet, which is Teres Chatos, Samuch He, which is Teres Oshem, Samuch Vav, which is Teres Shlomim, and Samach Zayin, which is Teres Menachos. So he Lechera is clearly contrasting the two, correct? And the Achilles Kochim like is in the middle of nowhere. Correct? See here. You look also in Mitzvah Seh Samuch, okay? He says, Mechus Zman is Noi Gah Kobam Behema. Correct? Because what's the mitzvah? What does it say there? So it's certainly only behema, correct? That's samuch. And what does he say at the end of samuch? Umitzah zu tichlo kol hakorbanos. What does he say in Mechusas Mazman? Does he have something over there? He give it to me then, maybe? Yeah. This is part of it's missing in Frankel. But he says over here very clearly, Umitzvah zu, kolas is kol hakorbanos, korban yochid, the korban tzibur, I'll call Shinri Sugeyem, Kimima Shoma, Miyoma Shmini Waholi Yerotze, Mashem Kilifne Kain Lo Yerotze. He named his Balaz Horo Milaka Bechuzazman. Elishulav. So he says, since it's Kilo, Korban Yoch, Korban Tzilo, Chol Sugeyem, see, okay. And this Lechera is Samach Aleph and Samach Beis. See, I'm just not sure that since I'm not sure that he's bothered by Achilles Kochim, and Achilles Kochim, since it was a separate parsha in the middle of nowhere, and it's basically, you see, I'm even more confused about it, okay? Because, and this has nothing to do with us, but you know, if you wanted to say that Truma is Negreris Acha Mitzvah. And you have one mitzvah, which is Achilles Bosa, Koche Kochim, which is Mechape. And you have another mitzvah, which is Achilles Menachos, which is not Mechape. Okay? So if I'd ask you where I put Truma, so I would put Truma with Menachos. So you throw Truma and Kochim Kalim together with Kochim, which I'm very confused about. Okay? I don't know what's going on over here. Okay? But I do know one thing. I do know that the mitzvah of Achila is really only Achila Mechape. Really. So it never would apply to Menachos. And it's really not L'chol Sugeim. Or the whole thing. It's only Negreris makes it call Sugeim, because it's basically only by Bosa Chatos and Bosa Oshem. Correct? So I'm not sure at all how serious the Rambam meant over here and what the issue was about Bosa Kochim. So maybe he was only serious about these three, about Mechus Zman, Mechuser Zman, Baal Mum, which clearly is by all Kabbalists, and clearly is a separate parasha, and by Mincha, which applies to everything, and Shalom Yisrael. And the whole issue of Bosa Kochim never was in the parasha here. So I'm not sure how serious it is, because in the Sherish over here, he sets up clearly as all one category. But Minyan HaMitzvos, he clearly is trying to separate it. And for very good reason. Because really, the Bosa Kochim is not applicable to everything. Right? It's not applicable. It's only basically Achila Amachape. So if it's Nigreres Acha Mitzvah, that's enough to say that it's Noye B'chol HaKochim. is very weak. And it could be that's what he's doing in Minyan HaMitzvos, that he throws off Basa Kotchim to the end. Okay? And really logically, it's not in all our Kabbonis, but since it's not in the Teres Chai, since it's not any peculiar, excuse me, since it's not in any peculiar Teres, it was in the Parsha Miluyim, so therefore it's a separate mitzvah.
Why is he talking about Negeros? Why is he talking about Negeros?
He's explaining what the mitzvah is. He's explaining that in Kochim Kalim, he's explaining that in Kochim Kalim, there also is a kiyum. Achilus Kohanim per se is a kiyum. But it's not the same as the mitzvah Teresh Beksav, which was formulated over there, is only when he's going to formulate the listen of the mitzvah, is Achila Machaper. I'm just not sure. I'm just trying to tell you this whole thing, the two very confusing things are not. The question is, how serious is he about this, that it's Noi B'chol HaKorbonos? Or maybe, if it's not in any peculiar parasha, and it's not a B'yoi Chasamaisa, that itself is enough. Okay? If you're able to accept that, you have no problem with Chusas Man. Okay? Okay. And you have no problem of Balmum, okay? It's also a separate parasha. And when you come to Melech, Melech basically applies to all the Kabbonis and Shalom HaYisrael. And then you say Basa Kotchim is different. The weakness of this is, okay, is the Rambam stresses the Kol Kabbonis and Kol Sugeyim, he stresses it by Bechus Zman, which is only by Behemah. Unless you have the Shtikol Teira that applies to Ophos also, but it certainly doesn't apply to Menachos. Okay? The Rambam, you have to say, this all would have been very nice. The separation makes a lot of sense, that he separated Basa Kotchim. But the problem over here is something else. The problem over here is I would have wanted him to say this rule that it's Noi B'chol HaKorbonos. I would have wanted to say Baal Korbon Chatak of Melech, because that applies to Mincha and applies to everything. Okay? But instead of saying it there, it applies to Mechus Zman. So he basically is telling you all Korbonos is Behema. Okay? Said it also is okay. So basically, the reason why Chatas is different, because really only Pateris Negreus applies to Kol HaKorbonos. And Mincha is a separate parasha, okay? Mechus Zman is like an overkill. It's a separate parasha, and it also applies to all Korbonos of Behema. And all Korbonos of Behema is enough, maybe. And then I'll call Korbon Chabtach of Melech. Maybe that mitzvah is only. So the question is that mitzvah, and by Menachos, it's part of Teres HaMincha. So that's what you have to ask yourself, what happened over here? Okay? That's the problem over here. I'm not sure exactly how to solve it. But if you want to know what the confusion is, that's what it's all about. Okay? And the Rambam himself seems to be in flux about this, because on one hand, he's presenting three of them together in Minyan HaMitzvos, and the fourth one in the middle of nowhere. Like, you know, it's not that. And over here, in the Shurish, he presents all of them together. And then you might want to say that the Klal applies to all Kabbonis, including Mincha, but you're up against it because he mentions the rule of all Kabbonis in the Minyan HaMitzvos by Mechus Zman. And that makes things very confusing. See, anything that he would have done would have been okay. But the problem is he did everything together, which made it completely confusing. Okay? Now, let's move on here. Next. B'nei mevuah nidbaro. Maybe it's a new discussion. Ki heyois hakoyin lokeach Mashiach Lakachas, who chelik mechelke a mitzvah, Kamosh Zacharabo oilo, the chain gum cane, reish the gaze, klau, kol a mitzvah, klau a mitzvah he, Shinoitzi reish tagez meslul akayim. Ukmo kein noitzi meiser rishon. Venesnul akayim lelevi. Vator beze achimono matnes kuhuna alba ho alba vi esrim matonois vi alba vi esrim mitzis. Achimonois in ksas hamitzis shoisem hamatonois chelik mehem. Kol shibiyanu bo oilo vichaze vichaze v'chose v'shoik mishlomim. Okay? Here, the question is, he equates Reish Tagez, Maiser Rishon, Oreis Ha'olo, and Chose v'shoik, correct? Well, they're very different. Because Chose v'shoik and O Ha'olo, the way Yizurche in it is how? Mishuchon Gavoy Kazocha. There's no Messina, this is Chir. Okay? We don't know who the mitzvah's on. The tzibu the mitzvah's on? Or the kohen taking it? It's a very strange thing. Because there's no dasmakna over here. Mishuchon Gavoy Kazocha. So I don't know what the tzibu's doing. Okay? The kohen taking it? The etzim kinyan. We don't know what kinyan there is in Mishochon Gavoya Kazoch. Unless you learn my Rebbe that Mormon Gavoya, it's yours, Lagabe, the mitzvah, except everything else, the Chaim, whatever. Okay, say it. However, in Reish Tagez and Maaser Rishon, there's a bona fide Messina. And there's Tovus another Bailan. And he can decide who it is. And he gives it to the Kohen. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Nesina. So why should you compare the two? On the other hand, let's say the kohen decides not to accept the matana. Okay? So that's what the Chubas Rashba quotes from someone who was asked that you can't make a bracha because the kohen might not accept it. Okay? The question is, if the kohen doesn't accept it, what's the problem? That the Jew doesn't fulfill his nesina is just a tnai, it's an ikub in the mitzvah? Or no, the etzim mitzvah is because the kohen is zeiche in it, therefore he can make the bracha. If the kohen is not zeiche in it, it's not that you're missing a tnai, that there is no nesina, that the mitzvah doesn't exist b'chal. Okay? If you're ready to say the latter, do you understand very well what the relationship over here between Oho'ilo, Chaz V'Shoikov, Shoshlomim, Reish Tagez, and Maaser Rishon? Because the mitzvah is that the Kohen is Zeicha. And that's why Chavdal Matnes Kuna, it's the question of Zechias Kohen. And that's the whole mitzvah. Okay? It's the whole mitzvah, but it's a very important part of the mitzvah. Okay?
The fact that my solution goes to Levi, not the Kohen, does not matter.
Yeah, but you see, I understand that, but he's comparing the two. Okay? It's very strange to me why he compares my solution and not Truma. Yeah. Okay, but that's odd, okay? We don't know what that is, correct? That's very odd, correct? But that's what we have, correct? So, if you say the mitzvah is the schia, so you understand the comparison, okay? Now, let's just take part of this. Okay. You have Reish Tagez over here. What does he say? Shenoitzi Reish Tagez. V'nosnu l'kohen. Mo shenoitzi Maaser Rishon. Okay. V'nosnu l'kohen. Okay. So what is the point, first of all, before we start? Here there's no Maaser and Teras or something like that, correct? Here there's no, you don't take from a conglomerate and form kilo new mitzvah like you do by teresa oil and teresa chattas, correct? So, you know, maybe that's not the point of the sheirish. Can you read the sheirish is that you're not moine chelke a mitzvah. The real basic core issue is, are you moine chelke a mitzvah? You might have side chidushim that you could set up a mitzvah klolis, but the chelke a mitzvah here is the resh dages, the noitzi and the nesina, the maaser rishon, the noitzi and the nesina, and the bosesh, the oris oil is part of teres oil, and the chazav b'shek is part of teres shlamim. So it's all the same type of thing, correct? And then, even though there's no teiras from chalitza, but there is chelke mitzvah, and chelke mitzvah is one mitzvah. And the whole issue of teiras and maaser, all this is dressing on the cake. And therefore, you know, it's all, and binyan beis hamikdash is also a seder from a maaser, shalom Yisrael. Not a seder from a maaser, but it's glamoured of many halakim, and shalom, and you're okay. Correct? Okay, so that's l'chira. We understand the relationship, what he wants over here. Correct? And The mushel that he takes of Reish Sagez is amazing, okay?
I probably don't remember, but when Rebbe was talking about comparing Shorosh Yud Aleph and Beis, I thought that was a major...
The what?
That there was a major distinction with Chelkei Mitzvah, and here the Rambam, we're creating...
So I don't know if you're creating, but I don't know if you're creating it, but it could be it's a mitzvah which is you're doing one thing after the next. That's the question: is what's the issue? Because here you're not in chalitza, you're not creating anything. There is a mitzvah chalitza.
So it's very similar to Yud Aleph.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not. The thing is, the conglomerate is should all be together. Okay, all the you see the problem. The heker mitzvah is all together. Okay. The lulav is basically all together, and if it's ba'achazeh, it really should have been all together. The problem is tayus hamitzera. If you learn, it's just the tziporim and the hazor. So I understand, okay? But if you throw in tiglachas, it becomes very confusing. Because here, there's a time span in Yud Beis, okay? It's not all together, okay? I'm not sure how it works in Mikdash, okay? I'm not sure how it works in Mikdash. In Chalitza, there's a time. In the Teres Ula, Teres Achatos. In all the others, there's a time gap. I'm not sure. In Mikdash, I can make all the things logic and build the Mikdash and finish the Kalim and do it all together, can't I? Even though you normally, the Torah presents it as separate, disparate maasim. So I'm not sure how Mikdash fits into this. Okay? Because there's no time gap, necessarily. I can do everything together, can't I? Unless you tell me I have to build the Mikdash and then put the Kalim. I'm not sure exactly how it goes. Can you do it logically once? I'm not sure, okay? If you can't, then I don't know where we're standing. But I would say that would be the difference in terms of the time gap. Okay? Here's an amazing thing happened over here. What happens in Reish Sages? There's a flusher. How is Reish Sages? And I can't be Moisif, and I can't be Mescharet. The Tak is a mitzvah. There's no Tevel over here. Okay? See, here's very interesting. It's very clear over here that here in the Shoshim he has a mitzvah safar.
Correct.
And also in the Minyan mitzvahs, in Kuf Mem Dalet, if you look at Kapach, you look at Hilman Tziyunim, in Kuf Mem Dalet, Hatzivu Shenistavinu Lahafrish Reishis Hagez, Politno Lekoyin, Vu Omo Yis'al Reishis Hagez Titen Lo. So the Afrosh is part of it. It's very good, correct? This is exactly what we have here. Okay? However, the Minyan HaKotzer, it says Litain, in Kof Mem Dalet, Litain Reishis Hagez Lekoyin, Shnem Reishis Gez Son Chotiten Loi. And the Protea Mitzvahs, at the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim, Litain Reishis Hagez, and Hilchos Bikurim, Mitzvah say, Litain, Lekoyin Reishis Hagez, Shnema. So then, the whole issue, the Reishis Hagez should be the first example, becomes very strange. Okay? That's fair. Correct? Now, the Rambam Mishnah Torah is very interesting. The Rambam, you can make a case whether the Hafrosha is part of the mitzvah or not. That's one issue. Okay? But is Hafrosha, it's a different tree. Is Hafrosha in Reish Sagez a Chal Hashem Deraisa? When I say, how is a Reish Sagez? Is something Chal? Something happens? Oh, it's spogomyces. I just take some of the gez and give it to the Kohen, whatever I happen to give it, any particular moment. That's what it is. So let me read to you a few halachas. In Perek Yud, halacha ches. Halacha ches. Hamafis reish sagez v'ovad chaye b'achriyuson ad shi'item l'koyin. Okay, we'll come to that. Ho'im meko gizaysai reish sagez dvorov kayomim. What does that mean, Dvorov Kayomim? It's a priori I would have learned. And I think that's what the also Reb Chaim Kanevsky in Derech Emunah, I think he alludes to in his Bir Halacha, Perek Yud Halacha Ches Derech Maaseh HaMafrish, that Dvorov Kayomim is Mashmid is a Chalos D'Rais, not for a Shosai. And I would assume the Pshat is he can't be Chayzim Midvorov. That's it is what it is. So I don't know what it means that if Dov Kayomim and it's lost, he's Chai Bachayis. What does that mean exactly? Okay? Also in Halacha Tezvov over there, he writes, Reish Sagez mitzvosa b'tchilo v'im hifrish bein b'emsa bein b'soyv yotza. What does it mean yotza? Yotza what? It's mash to some type of kiyum in the afrosha. Not just a hechatimsa to make in the sina. It's a little odd, the odd losh is odd. But the truth is, the Minchas Chinuch denies the whole story over here, like nothing happened. Comes the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah tovkuf ches, ris ches, v'niuli, ולפימי דפסקין נורים מכל גזרס אי דבור כיום, היי נמנוס על הכהן קיים המצווה. דבור כיום נויז מקיים למצווה. It's very strange. אבל בוודאי, כל זמן שנוס על הכהן, יוכל להחזור בוי. ולשאי חלויס קרי את שם, כי בן הוא חולן. ולשאי חמיו לגבויה, כי הוא חולן. וגם לשאי נדר, כמו יצטוק המחמס בפיחו, וחולן. דקן אין צרח מצווה כלל. Because Kotzvu Chazal, it's more than what Chazal said. Okay. the ancient, I don't know why it's no mitzvah, okay, the ancient Kedusha is it. Kamo Truma. Ukedema, vade ein adiba klum, keinil bo beside the Shmaya. Vashil mixes, mikomo gmafi hitri yose, mimashi kotzav api chazal, yocholavzo, vein tzov lisho. Ki ein beze Kedusha, vloy ned the mitzvah, yocholavzo libu keinil bo uposhit. Look, also the Kvega, you know, who's Bikurim Per, and you have a lot of chesed, he's about the Tzivanim over there. Okay? And the Chazon Ish, in Bukhari, Simon Yud Zayin, said, Kotten Beis Bago. But you understand, it's not clear 100% the Ramam. Dvor Kayomim, that's what it means. Why is it Dvor Kayomim? He didn't do it near any Dibur. He just gives it to the Kayin. And let's say he doesn't say anything. He says, here is your ratio, I guess. It should be okay. He's not being Kurishem. So this Dvor Kayomim is very odd. There's no interpretation of it over here. Correct?
Isn't there an Indian of being Mitztarev, five sheep or something together to... To be chayev in Yerushas Hagez.
That's the question of chayev, but the question is, so is there hafrosh or just in the seema?
So once you're chayev in it and you gave from it, then you're potter from it. So then now you're
you gave, but the question you only know. You're chayev achrayis. See what happens if you have all these five sheep and you said whatever it is, okay? And then it was lost. You have to be mafish again, l'chayev, correct?
Right.
Okay. If you were mafish everything was lost, I don't know, you can't have a chiv achayis, there's nothing to talk about, okay? So on one hand, there's a chiv achayis, so you're not finished, okay? On the other hand, so what does it mean dvov, I'm just saying the word dvov kayom is a little bit strange. And yotza, when you're talking about the afrosha, is also very strange. But it still doesn't mean that the Rambam Mishneh Torah, who says the mitzvah in the scene, it doesn't mention Afrosha, that the Afrosha is kilo chelk of the mitzvah, which is a chal Hashem d'raisa. We don't have any clue here. I want to know something else. If you learn about Tzveikis, that it's Abba l'Ptur, the chen toni v'chilek sugi in chulun, on Kufla Madal and Beis, Bechin Tori of Chia, Shmore Svek is Nemu Begir, Abel Chia, the Abel of Tua, Reish Zagez, our Atonus, the Pidin Aben, who Pidin Petach Amo, Liftua. So Pidin Petach Amo, there's a Foshal Atzma. Went by Sveikis, but you don't have to give it, correct? What about Reish Hagez? Is such a thing as Hafosha Atzmai? By Sveikis? Well, the whole thing is ridiculous. But if Hafosha Chal Hashem, maybe. If it's nothing, it's ridiculous. Okay? So that was a good nafka mina. See, Maisa Rishon is a much better case. There's a clear Afrosha, there's a clear Shem Tevel, there's a clear in the scene, and there's clear two parts. And there's no Chiva Chayis, because you're Mafish, you're finished. So that's you have L'Moshe by Maisa Rishon, that the Etzma Afrosha is part of the mitzvah. But it's interesting that the Minyan HaKotze, he says the mitzvah in Kuf Chav Zayin, Minyan HaKotze, I say Kuf Chav Zayin. Lahafish Maisa Dogen Lalevim, Shnem Bechol Maisa Oetz Bizer Oetz. Nusach HaMitzvah is only Afrosha. He doesn't mention the scene at all. It becomes Mamash Menafachu. And also, in Minyan HaMitzvos, he clearly says, look, open up in Kuf Chav Zayin. the mitzvah frosha. Hatzivish davinu lahafish ha-maisa mitzemach ha-oretz. Vom Yisrael ki es maas b'nei Yisrael ashirim l'Hashem t'chumo. No discussion. And he says, derech agav dik u'kfar be'er ha-kosev sh'ha-maisa zel ha-levim. It's a derech agav dik a thing. But mitzvah frosha. Mishnah Teir also, Perek Al V'Loch Al, Acha Shemafris in Truma Gedoilo, Mafrish Echol Me'asoro Min Am Nisha, V'Zeh Aniko Ma'ase Rishon, U'Bo Nema, Ki Es Ma'ase B'nei Yisrael, Ashirim Ol Hashem, V'Ma'ase Hazeh L'Alevim, It happens to be L'Alevim, Shenem Ulvei Yisrael, Hine Ulvei Levi, Hine Nesati L'Cho, Hine Nesati Kol Ma'ase B'Yisrael Anachlo. Okay? In Protea Mitzvahs, interesting, look at the beginning. In Bina Mises, Mitzvahs I say, Vula Hafrish Maiser Rishon, Bechoshona, Beshona, Beshnas Hezriya, Vulitno Lalavim. That's like he says here, which is very good. That's why it's an example. Of two-part mitzvah. Interesting is the opposite when it comes to Tumah Gedolah and Tumah Ma'aseh. The mitzvah is also only Hafrosha. He doesn't mention the Sina. He opens the Hichos Trumas. Yesh b'chol v'shmona mitzvahs, even in the Prati mitzvahs. Shtayim mitzvahs aseh, v'zeh opirtom, lahafish tumah gedolah, lahafish tumah ma'aseh. So here, in the Prati mitzvah, when it comes to ma'aseh, he's ready to sin, the scene is part of it. And here it's basically only hafrosha. So maybe, if that's the case, that the hafrosha is it's only Afrosha in the Pratim, so he doesn't mention. That's why he doesn't mention over here, Maiseri Truma. It's not mentioned. Because it's only Afrosha. Chesed. And it's like the Pratim mitzvah, and the scene is part of Maiseri Shalom. You know, you have to know whether you can say such a thing. That's what you have. Okay. Now, here is very odd because he makes a claim which almost alludes to Adam. That he says that someone or the Baal Lochus is Moina or Matnas Kahuna 24 separate mitzvahs. There's no such Bahag. Maybe it means somebody else. I don't know. Okay, some of them are there, but not all of them. Here you have it. He doesn't have a mitzvah of Gezel Ager. He doesn't have a separate mitzvah of El Nozir the Koyin, but he has a mitzvah Pasha Nozir. So, I'm not sure how bad all this is, okay? I'm not sure what the Ram wanted, that all the 24, I'll just find someone who maybe someone did count. But then, even more than that, look at what the Taina is. Acha Menoisen Tzas HaMitzvahs She'isen HaMatonois Chelek Mehen Moshe Bian, Bioho Oilo, Bechaze, Bechose, Bechaze, Beshogatum. The problem over here is the same problem which he hits him for in Shoshi before. The problem is that he's on two sides of the fence. On one hand, he counts. The Ram claims that the Bahag doesn't deny Teras. But you can't count Teras and count some of the mitzvah Teras separately. That's the Taina. Correct? Now,
go further.
Now, there's something confusing about this before we get started, okay? Even Rosh Hashanah is meant the beginning. You see, we have no clue what the Rambam's talking about over here when it comes to Reish Lakish. Because even if you postulate that there's a Chal Hashem D'Raisa in Afrosha, and Afrosha is Ki'ilus Tu Chalokim, okay? And you basically want to say that if Louis Tzu, you wouldn't have the Sheirish, it would have been a separate mitzvah, because two separate mitzvahs, you count. You count the Chalokim, correct? Why is the Rambam talking about this? Shouldn't you be enjoined because of Shurish Sheni not to count Reish Sagez as two mitzvahs? Because there's no parsha in the Torah, there's no pasuk in the Torah that tells us he be mafresh Reish Sagez. The pasuk tells you to give it to the Kohen, correct? So what does the Rambam want here? That he needs the kilu a shirish over here to tell you the Reish Lakish and then the scene in Afrosha are not two separate mitzvahs. It wouldn't have been even because of Shirish Beis. Okay. Now, next point. I want to show you how the Rambam is going to deal with the Chofta Alamat Niskuru. Okay? See, he will need Hilchus Bikurim, and we'll try to walk you through Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Okay? Esrim v'avo'o matnes. Matnes nitnu l'kohanim. וחולון מפרושים בתר. שמונה מתונס מהם אין אוכל לא יסן רק אלא כהנים. או יסן כהנים אלא במקדוש. לפנים מחומס הזור. וחומש מתונס אין אוכל לא יסן בישליים. לפנים מחומס הוא יהיה. וחומש מתונס אין זכר מן התר אלא בעת סלב ובד. וחומש מתונס זכר בין בעוד בין בחוץ לעוד. מתונס זכר מן המקדוש Mahein Ashmona Sheinechol Mikdash Bosachatas. Okay. When we talk about Bosachatas, are we talking about the Achila? Or are we talking about the Zechiah? We're not talking about the Achila, because he's talking about the Zechiah here, correct? So the fact that Bosachatas is a separate mitzvah, that's not of interest over here. The question is the Zechiah's claim, Achila, is that a separate mitzvah? So that is part of Teres Achatas, correct? Bos Achatas, Echor, Bos Achatas Arif, Echor Achatas Arif, V'Echor Achatas Behema. So that's part of Teres Achatas. Or Bos Oshem, Bein Toli, Bein Vada. That's part of Teres Oshem, correct? V'Ziv Chesham Mitzibo, part of Teres Ashlamim. Mois Arime, that's the part of the Teres Amenochis, correct? Or maybe it's part of the mitzvah of the Havoah Sa'ime. We have to know. Now we'll come back to this maybe soon. Okay, bring that in. Shor Menachos Yisrael. It's not the Achila, but it's the Zechiah. It's part of Teres Menachos. Shtei Alechem. It's either part of the mitzvah Shtei Alechem or part of Teres Menachos. Lechem Aponim. Again, either it's part of the Zechiah of Menachos. I assume Lechem Aponim. Not sure what to call it a mincha. So you have to know. Maybe it's part of the mitzvah Lechem Aponim. We have to know. Okay. But you see, the achila from lechem aponim, the chayra, then it's not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of the Torah's lechem aponim. So we have to know what we're talking about. Pardon me, okay. Like shemet shemet seira. So it's part of Lekshem is part of Tarsim. So what is it? It's part of the Korbanos from Mitzera. So it's part of that parasha. Okay. Elu einu necholon elu b'mikdash. Umay hein ha-chomesh ein necholon elu b'yishalayim. Chozo v'shoek shal truma. V'amurim min ha-teidah. So it's also part of the Teres ha-shlamim. V'amurim el nozir. So, no, what is that? Is that part of the mitzvah of Nazir? Well, that's part. See, here becomes very strange. Because the Nazir, that's a mitzvah of the Nazir. You see, in the cases of Shtei Alechem Alechem upon him, where it's on the Tzibur, you can say that Tzibur is responsible for the Shulchan Gevoyah also. So they're responsible for it. But if it's on the Nozi, and all the Nozi does is bring the Korbanos, isn't it a little bit odd to assume that it's incumbent on him that the Kohen should get the El Nozi? Or it's part of the Teres of the Korban? Of the Shlomo, whatever it is. That's what I'm wondering about. So I can imagine, in the case we had before from Moshe Oimer, okay, Shtei Alechem and Lechem upon him, the mitzvah and the tzibur. But over here, I'm not sure you could say that. And the Shulchan Gavoyo, Shulchan Gavoyo Kazoch is the tzibur, make sure that happens. But in the Yochi, it's only Akrova, it becomes very difficult to imagine how this works. Okay? Okay. A b'chor behemet Torah, that's part of mitzvah b'chor. I'm not sure how that works either, because a b'chor behemet Torah, this girl pointed two ways of giving it to the Kohen. One way, he gives it b'chayim, that's okay, but he gives it, but it comes that then the it's part of what? Of what din is it part of? Because he gets it b'shochan gavoya, really, the Kohen, correct? And nothing to do with the person who's makriv. The tzibur, what's going on with the b'chor? Because there's no, what's going on over here. Bikurim is also, it's a chaluk of Yansi Mishmo. The question of how it works. Okay? But is it part of the mitzvah bikurim? Did they get it? So am I responsible when I bring the bikurim? Or the kohen, the question, it, part of the mitzvah he's talking about. So what is it? Okay. Okay. The halacha of Doilus quotes Eila mitzvah kumvase. Truma gedoila, maise rishon, trumas maise sheni, not do this, maise only, resha geis, Reshe Geis, okay. Vamatonis, okay. Chala, Bikurim, Shkolim, Oris Kochim, Vamurim, Truma Mitreda. Because of a Sheik. And he has a Pasha. Pasha's Matnes Akuna. Patnes Matnes Kuna. Pasha Lamed Ches. So here is the Stira that he's counting both. That's the Ram's bothered by. How do you do it? And that's what I ask you. Is the Matana from El Nozir, is it part of Torah's HaNozir? Or is it part of Torah's HaShlomim? And then we get the same question to B'chor, because B'chor, is it part of Shlomim, depending upon the Rambam? Or it's part, that's where we becomes, everything becomes confusing. Now, you have a fugue a little bit strange, okay? So all of them okay, we're okay with the matonis, it's part of the mitzvah matonis, the pidyon abenis, the mazor chayva keva, that's part of giving to the kohen, pidyon abenis also okay, petach hamor is okay, we get to gezel v'ger v'achrom, you have to know what you're talking about. Because chromim is a mitzvah nifredes. And it's a shirano, kuf mem hei, lodun, bedine chromim, mehem la shem, mehem la koyim, shem akol cherem. So l'chor it's harol atzibun, that could be also okay, where the koyim is zoich, correct? Gezel ager becomes even more confusing. There's no separate mitzvah gezel ager. So what mitzvah is it? What are we talking about? Okay. So look at the gzeilo aveda in Perches halacha hey vav ma ba mamurim kishehoid b'shehoid de beintayim avun gozel es ager she'in lo yoshim. V'nishvaloi umeis ager how is a chayv l'shalom akeim v'chomish l'kohanim shel oisei mishmo umevi ashomot v'achach iskapeloi v'pi ashmu lomdu sheze shenema batera v'im ein li'ish goyel b'ger shemeis v'in lo yoshim akos v'dave v'oshim ze ha'omu kan hu ha'gezel o d'mei ha'gzeil l'fi koch ha'mach ze gezel ager v'laylo l'yotza Shahari Oshim Kol Akosov, the Emakum Balaila, the Enakwanam Chokim Gezlager, can I Gezlager Chokim? Okay. But the question is, maybe the Ram holds that the Schias Kohen and Gezlager is part of the Teres Oshim. If it is, it's an amazing thing. It's called Oshim, and it's part, he has to bring in Oshim, so that's also part of it. Okay? Just telling you, the Ram assumes everything. See, it wouldn't have bothered me that he could have had a separate mitzvah. But, okay? Correct? Now, interesting, the Bahag is moina mitzvah kum vasei u mitzvah nedovim nedovis v'olus v'shlomim. And b'chala parshis, parshis olus menoch v'shlomim. So l'chayra, the mitzvah say on the gavel ha'akriv, and the parshis on the teres ha'krova. So it sounds almost like the Rambam that the chiv ha'krova and the teres are two separate things. However, the way he phrases it is very odd. Because the Ram doesn't have a mitzvah shlomim, where it's peculiar chivas hakrova. There's a thing, but so what does he want? What are the two things? Okay, we'll call it here mitzvah shem, and that's me.